Superhuman eyes. Accelerated evolution.
Welcome to Superhuman Eyes. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with David Meltzer, a man whose career and personal mission embody the spirit of true success. David is not only the co-founder of Sports One Marketing, but also former CEO of the Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Agency, the very inspiration behind the movie Jerry Maguire. David has been recognized as a top 100 business coach and a Forbes top 10 speaker. His books, amongst them Connected to Goodness and Compassionate Capitalism, have made him a multi-international best-selling author, and he hosts the top entrepreneur podcast, The Playbook. Beyond the boardroom, he has produced influential TV shows like Office Hours and 2-Minute Drill. His accolades include being named the Sports Humanitarian of the Year by Variety Magazine and receiving the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. But what truly sets David apart is his life's mission to empower over 1 billion people to be happy, his philosophy of compassionate capitalism, and his mantra to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun have propelled countless individuals towards both personal and professional fulfillment. Join us as we explore David's journey through monumental highs and challenging lows, uncovering the lessons that have shaped his understanding of wealth, success, and the power of positive transformation. David Meltzer, welcome to the Superhumanized Podcast. I am so pleased I get to connect with you today. Thank you for making time.
The pleasure is all mine, and let's get superhumanized. I'm appreciative of being here.
Oh, indeed. And you are what I consider a superhuman. Not only do you have an incredible personal story of growth and goal setting, you also have influenced countless people across the globe. And you actually have talked about empowering a billion people or over a billion people to be happy. And one of your mantras is make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. I just love that, David. And what really strikes me is you have an approach to compassionate capitalism, which is both unique and really inspiring. And I'd love to know from you, what are any challenges that you've faced while promoting this philosophy in a traditionally very profit-driven world?
You know, it's so interesting. I think it's the misconception of giving and receiving that's the biggest challenge that we have. And when I talk about that, whether we study religion, philosophy, spirituality, or multiple theories of physical, metaphysical, or quantum physical respect, most people on earth believe the more we give, the more we receive. Mm-hmm. And within the context of that, it's absolutely true. But as I've studied the religions and philosophies and theories and spirituality, what most of those texts refer to is the more that we give, the more we're given. Mm-hmm. And under the pretext of the more we give, the more we receive, most people don't, one, and aren't aware of all that they're given. So they're not using gratitude and forgiveness as the tools in which we've been given in order to facilitate finding the light, the love, and the lesson of all that we're given. And so they use a capability that they don't have of judgment of outcomes where they don't see what they're given. Or two, more likely, especially for moms and teachers and first responders and all of these wonderful, generous, kind people who don't feel worthy of all they're given. These teachers and first responders are U.S. veterans. They give everything to everyone, and then they're given so much back. People are offering all types of opportunities, options, and touches of favor. And then they say, no, I know I give 100%, but I'll just take 98% back. And what they don't realize is that if they continually are trading, negotiating, especially in a diminished capacity where they're giving 100% and only receiving a lesser percentage back, that eventually they're going to end up at zero because their 100% becomes 98%, their new 98% becomes 96%. And it's truly a zero sum game. And then even for those that feel worthy of receiving and identify all that they're given, most people don't have faith. See, they don't have faith that there's an infinite loop of an abundance. There's an infinite loop of more than enough of everything for everyone. Because if they did have faith that there's more than enough for everyone, then they would feel very confident in the value add world that they actually live in, and they would ask for more. And within this context, instead of a zero-sum game where we end up with nothing, which is why people are utilizing blame, shame, and justification. Why do you need to make a lot of money? Why do you need to instead think about this? I give more, I'm given more, I receive more, and then I ask for more than more, and now I give more than more, I'm given more than more, I receive more than more, and now I ask for more than more. All because not only have I shared the wisdom, paid the dummy tax in order to facilitate getting more and being aware of it and all the other things that go along with the worthiness to receive, but I actually have faith in what everyone else says they have faith in, which is I am protected, promoted, and loved by something much bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, abundant, infinite system that loves, protects, and promotes me more than my mom. And so I think the biggest challenge I have is to, number one, elevate the awareness to all we're given through gratitude and forgiveness, to teach people to receive and be worthy of it. But most importantly, ask for more, ask for help. Find people that sit in this situation. And that's, in a nutshell, where I see the interference between us and everything for everyone.
Yes, thank you so much for putting that in this very cohesive and easy for me, at least, to grasp nutshell. And you're touching upon such crucial things. So many people I talk with, and even quite successful people, they at some point hit a ceiling that they say they can't move through. So the capacity to receive more, the capacity to create more is at certain moments limited for some people, and they have a really hard time moving out of that. And I'd like to learn from you, are there some tools you can share with us that people who are just stuck maybe in this freeze, because it might be limiting beliefs of the mind, it might be the nervous system that is stuck, maybe some old trauma that they experienced that being successful or having more is not safe. Are there any tools that you can share that people who find themselves in that mode can use to get out of that?
I think there's two things that I can share, and I'd love to provide the five daily practices and even my book to everyone. So I'll sign my book. I send it out. I pay for shipping. I pay for the book. And so please put in the notes, david@dmeltzer.com for your community. I would love to share not only my book, but the five daily practices that would assist in breaking through these self-imposed limitations. And the first thing that I'd love people to look at is one of the things that limits us in our future is the meaning that we give our past. You can give meaning to everything. So people take the failures, setbacks, mistakes, shortages, voids, and obstacles, defining moments of our lives, even historical relevances that we weren't even attending. And they give a meaning that is not aligned with the divine direction or the divine time of the infinite. And so they give a meaning of restriction and limitation to the past. The second limitation that people give is they limit their own self-image. And I will guarantee you one thing, in a mathematical sense especially, that you will never overachieve your own self-image. And so the first step in order to expanding or breaking through these ceilings or limitations or the thermostats that we reset our emotions to is to align the meaning of the past with the divine direction and the divine time of where we want to be or better. And I love that you corrected yourself that David Meltzer wanted to empower over 1 billion people because I don't want to limit myself. And then to determine through each day, what is it that's important to me? What is it that I want today according to the meaning of the past and the circumstances of today in order to effectuate who I can help and who can help me and how best to utilize the man-made construct of 24 hours we're all gifted those 24 hours every single day of our life, except for the last day. Hopefully you'll only be cheated a few hours, but even if you're cheated more, it's only the last day of your life. And then moreover, not only do we need to know what, who, and how, but we now can prioritize the day in the divine direction, in the divine time, by giving the meaning, finding the light, the love, and the lessons through gratitude and forgiveness to that divine time of where we want to be or better. And that prioritization is the antidote to feeling overwhelmed. It's the antidote to procrastination. If you know what to do now and you know what to do next, 100% of the things you're doing get done. It's impossible to do something now and not to get it done. It's the most statistically successful way to be productive, accessible, and gracious. And then finally, if you know the what, the who, the how, and the now, instead of searching for your why each day, trying to get more happy, more healthy, more wealthy, more worthy, you simply know, I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy. And you start figuring out what you're doing to interfere with it. It's a shift of a paradigm from one of scarcity to one of more than enough, to one of I want people to think I am, into the co-creation that we are, the one in a billion piece of brilliant miracle that we represent, one in 8 billion. It took us many more, one in trillions to get here, but now that we're here, we are a miracle. We're one in 8 billion, uniquely qualified as part and parcel to a unified system. And therefore, I am is where I live, and I'm applying my why, not searching for it.
Yes, David. And I am is so powerful. I am guilty of this, using the I am, then followed by something that is not necessarily that beneficial, instead of using it for something empowering. So I have moved to, for example, in my mind, or also when I speak, to say, I feel sad, instead of I am sad, right? So all these things matter so much. And you mentioned something else that is so crucial too. We need to ask for it. We need to ask for help. And whether we put it out there to the universe, whatever the power is that we believe in, call God, Goddess, the universe, creator, ask for the things that you want. And also in our surroundings, in our communities, you greatly emphasize the power of asking for help. And so was there in your life a particular moment in your career, perhaps, where the asking for help actually led to a significant turning point or breakthrough?
Yeah, when my wife told me that she was going to be leaving me and told me to take stock in who I was and what I wanted to become, I was worth over $100 million. I had married my dream girl from the fourth grade, my wife, and I had three beautiful, healthy daughters at the time, all under 10, and houses and cars and planes and boats, and I could afford to do whatever I wanted, when I wanted, with who I wanted, and to come home intoxicated at 5:30 in the morning after lying to my wife and her telling me she wasn't happy and telling me that she was worried that I wouldn't survive and she was going to leave because she did not want to witness what was going to be my future if I didn't take stock in who I was and what I wanted to become. And so at that time, again, I got angry and I wasn't asking for help. But when I woke up in the morning and realized that I only hated four people in my life, my mom, my dad, my best friend, and my wife. And I sat there on my bed thinking, what's the matter with this? All these other people, they don't love me. And the four people who I know that I've known since the fourth grade or beyond, my mom and my dad since the day I was born, they're telling me the truth and I hate them for telling me the truth. And therefore, I'm going to ask for help. They are not the liars, the cheaters, the manipulators. I don't hate them. I hate myself. And when I made that decision, I realized that the fastest way to get to where I wanted to be was to find people that were where I wanted to be and ask them for directions. And so although it was a long, tough, hard journey to start looking inside of me for what I wanted outside of me instead of buying more things, different things, buying things that I didn't need to impress people I didn't like, I started a self-exploration. And over the last 17 years, not only have I been able to find the peace, joy, happiness, and harmony and abundance in my life, but now I'm capable of giving it away to help other people find their joy, to empower others to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy by making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and enjoying it, having a lot of fun. And I have never met anyone who lives in abundance, helps many people, and enjoys their journey by learning to love what they didn't like or didn't love or other people don't like or love, by providing value, by giving people more of what they like or taking away what they don't like, that aren't happy. Yeah. And that's my journey and my mission. And that's why I'm here today sharing my books and my guides, exercises, and nuggets with your community. And I'm hoping they do reach out as well at David@dmeltzer.com. Like we said, it'll be in the notes. Please reach out and ask for help.
Absolutely. And you are so generous to offer that, David. And one last question to wrap this conversation up. You mentioned you were looking at people who had what you didn't have at that stage in your life. So what we're talking about is also mentorship. Mentorship is not only crucial in business, but also in life. So people who find themselves in a situation where they're like, okay, I need help. How can you actually find the mentors, and how do you ask for this help?
What a great question. And it's interesting because now today it's so obvious to me, and we have so many more means in which we can find people to be assistance to us. And so for me, understanding that we have this unbelievable my cloud out there. I don't even call it the iCloud. It's the my cloud. It's the Akashic records of everything for everyone. If you are more interested than interesting and you know what you want. So for example, the longest standing mentor that I have, and I have a minimum of 3 mentors every single day in my life, people in different subject matter topics or expertise that can help me, whether it be fitness, finance, faith, family. Sleep is my number one mentor. I've had my sleep coach for 17 years. I want to be better at a third of my life than anyone else to allow me to recover faster and to access information, to transcend that information into the next day, to allow me to plateau and grow. But I use the idea of being more interested than interesting, to be radically humble, to be ignorant and humble, not ignorant and arrogant, that I know I don't know what I don't know. And there's always people that know more about and have paid the dummy tax about whatever it may be that I want to learn. So I use the internet, I use in person, I use the phone, and I use email every day to be more interested than interesting, to find people who sit in the situation that I want to be in. I have 2 questions that I normally utilize in order to facilitate finding. It's, would it help you if? And 2, do you know anyone that can help me? And if through my conversations, in person, on the phone, via email or social media or media in general, internet, if I can facilitate a conversation to the point where I can ask, would it help you if? Or do you know anyone that can help me? I have more options, opportunities, and touches of favor than mathematically possible just 10 years ago, let alone 35 years ago when I started the activities that I get paid for. It's an incredible pursuit, the pursuit of our own potential. And I teach people to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of the systems that create our potential, not the outcomes that we think represent our potential. And so I would love to share anything I can. I limit the time, obviously, but I would love to do more with you. We'd love to invite you to our meetups, our holding courts, our VIP dinners, our masterminds, our shows. You are a blessing to your community. You represent the ability to be superhumanized, to live in the infinite loop. And I appreciate the opportunity to share my dummy tax and my story and my lessons. Hopefully, I'm planting seeds under trees that I may never sit under, but a benefit to all in my mission to empower others to be happy.
Thank you so much. Wonderful closing words, David. It was such a pleasure to be in your presence. Hey, everyone. If you're as passionate about transforming your life and reaching your peak performance as I am, I invite you to join my newsletter. Think of it as your weekly dose of inspiration and knowledge to supercharge your journey to becoming superhuman. Start optimizing mentally, physically, and spiritually today. Just head over to superhumanize.com/newsletter and sign up. Trust me, your future self will thank you.